It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, our guest says adults should support young girls in activist efforts and makes the case that it's good for both girls and their communities.
First, Wisconsin's voter ID law has been in court this week with a hearing before a federal judge. The hearing focused on the way the law was put into practice, especially when it comes to people having special difficulties getting valid photo identification.
Today, the judge in the case issued an order to the state to fix things up, but left the law in place. WPR Capitol reporter Laurel White was there. She joins us now from our studio at the state capitol. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start at the end of the hearing, Laurel. What did U.S. District Judge James Peterson say the state needs to do between now and Election Day?
Well, the judge is ordering the state to update some public education documents and to create some new documents. Basically, he wants the state to update a handout that they've been giving to people that enter this petition process to get an ID. And he wants them to create a new document, just kind of a one-page explainer for people who might be interested in entering the process, to tell them what they need to do so, what to expect if they do, and what they can expect to take away at the end of it. The judge, in addition to those documents, is also calling for an expanded public education campaign about voter ID and this petition process in particular.
And that gets at kind of the initial reason that we had these hearings, the idea that people with special circumstances getting an ID, they were going to their DMV office and getting different information and often wrong information. Is that right?
Well, there were some recordings that came out late last month. They were released by a voter education group called Vote Riders. They were audio recordings that they say were taken when they went into the DMV, different DMV offices across the state, with people trying to enter this petition process or just get an ID. And it became clear that they would need to enter this petition process. And what they say these recordings reveal is that DMV workers haven't really been on the same page. They've been giving out information that's inconsistent or, in some cases, inaccurate. So after those reports came out, after those recordings came out late last month, Judge Peterson asked for a state investigation into those allegations and then had this hearing yesterday to go over that information.
So Judge Peterson says more outreach, updated voter information cards in a way. Does he think that this is going to solve the problems that they're seeing out there?
He really doesn't. The way that he characterized it in the courtroom today, everyone gathered again this morning to hash out the final details. He said that what we're doing here is patching it up. It's basically getting the voter ID law in good enough shape, that was his phrase, to get us through the November election.
We're talking to WPR Capitol reporter Laurel White about the last 2 days of hearings over Wisconsin's voter ID law, new demands, new rules from U.S. District Judge James Peterson. What did representatives of the state have to say at these hearings, Laurel?
Well, the state lawyers for the state called just a couple people for their defense. They called State Elections Administrator Mike Haas, and they also called the administrator of the State Division of Motor Vehicles. And essentially what that testimony was meant to do was to just say, this is the process we have in place. It's an adequate process. This is the voter education we've done thus far. Here's what it's entailed. So Judge Peterson could kind of weigh what the state has been doing, or what the state says it's been doing, and with what some of those allegations were about, you know, some misinformation possibly getting out there and some confusion.
Now, Judge Peterson is in on this in the first place, in part because of a lawsuit from the Group One Wisconsin. They're the plaintiffs here. What did they have to say in response to Judge Peterson's ruling today?
Right. Well, those are the plaintiffs that brought this case. They filed their paperwork way back in 2015 challenging the voter ID law and a handful of other election laws. And I was able to catch up with one of their lawyers after the hearing today. And I believe we have some tape of what one of their lawyers had to say.
Right. Josh Call here, lawyer for the plaintiffs.
We were very pleased with the judge's order. He ordered a lot of reforms that we think are going to help make it easier for people to access the right to vote and be able to get the IDs they need to vote.
Now, initially, as you mentioned, One Wisconsin was challenging the voter ID law itself. It sounds like they're coming into these hearings hoping to renew that idea of saying, let's take voter ID back off the table even for the election next month. Did Judge Peterson, that didn't happen. It's still in place. Did Judge Peterson talk about that today?
That's exactly right. That's what the plaintiffs were hoping to accomplish with this new hearing. They called for the judge to strike down the entire voter ID law in light of these new allegations about some misinformation being out there. And that is not what happened, of course. Judge Peterson did not strike down the entire law. He made that clear from the beginning of the hearing yesterday. He said, "It's clear to me I don't have the authority to issue a new injunction on the voter ID law." And he didn't think it would be wise for a number of reasons for him to do so, including how close it is to the November election.
Right. The election is a month off. Judge Peterson has told the state more outreach, more better, actually, information handed out to people who need these ID petitions. Is he dusting off his hands, done with this until Election Day, or is he going to be checking in?
He is going to be checking in. He's actually calling for the state to give him weekly updates to update him on how they're complying with this order. And the things that he's hoping to be updated on will be updated on. The state says it's going to comply with his order. They're not going to seek an appeal. He's going to get information about the rollout of these education campaigns, the new documents. And he also wants information on spot checks at DMV offices across the state to ensure that DMV workers are providing these new documents, providing accurate information.
The lesson, the information that voters need now is we do need voter ID at the polls, and better information will be showing up at DMVs to help us get this voter ID. Is that the take home for voters?
Exactly. Make sure that you have an ID to go in and vote. And if you go into your local DMV to get an ID, if you don't have one already, they should have robust information available for you starting on Monday. That's when these new documents are supposed to be available statewide.
Barring some other court change, that's how it's going to be until this election. Is there any indication from Judge Peterson about more action needed after November for future elections?
Well, of course, we're expecting more news on voter ID in Wisconsin after November. The case that Judge Peterson is involved with, you know, he issued his ruling in July. That ruling has been appealed to the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. There's also another ongoing federal trial on voter ID that's also been appealed to the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. So there could be more changes after November, certainly, but it is looking like what is in place right now is what is going to be in place for November.
Laurel, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White talking about a 2-day federal court hearing on the state's voter ID law.